You know, if you promise to do something, you have to do it. You know, if you make a vow to do something, you have to do it. You know, it's better to just not vow at all than to make a vow and not pay what you vowed. Now, also, we see here that he's making an oath to the heathen. Nebuchadnezzar is not Jewish. He's not an Israelite. He's not of his brethren. He makes a covenant with this heathen king. He makes a vow to a heathen king, and God still expects him to honor it. You say, well, that's obvious, Pastor Anderson. Well, can somebody explain that to the Jews? Because the Jews have a doctrine that says that it's okay to break their oaths to someone that is not an Israelite, that's not a Hebrew. In fact, they have this thing called the Kol Nidre Oath. And, you know, when I first heard about it, who knows what I'm talking about? Put up your head if you already know about this. When I first heard about this, I didn't even believe it. Because I'm not one of these people that just believes everything I hear. I was skeptical about this because you hear a lot of stuff against Jews, and a lot of it is just kind of made up, or it's just kind of a talking point that somebody's repeating from somewhere. And there's a lot of stuff like that. And when I first heard about this Kol Nidre Oath, I thought it was just one of those things where people are just getting carried away, attacking Jews or something. But I'm telling you, I fact-checked this. I looked this up, and it is a real thing where the Jews will basically, on the day of, I believe it's on the Day of Atonement, don't quote me on that part, but once a year, they go through this thing where they basically say, you know, every vow that I made over the last year is totally null and void, and every vow I'm going to do for the next year is totally null and void, and it basically just allows them to just lie and break oaths, and because they just negate everything they said for the last year and everything I'm going to say for the next year, and, you know, with the overlap and everything, basically they can just lie with no repercussions. Now, that sounds crazy, doesn't it? Like, can you imagine going to church? You know, and it's like, all right, it's Easter Sunday, guys. And part of what we do on Easter is we basically just everything that we said we were going to do, everything we promised, all the commitments we made, all those we made, you know, we're just going to nullify that as a church. And we're going to just plan on breaking our word going forward for the next year. It's all part of the Christmas service or something. It's like, what? That's why I didn't even believe it until I read up. Go ahead, and I dare you to fact check that and research that. And it's K-O-L-N-I-D-R-E is how it's typically transliterated into English. Look it up for yourself and see if I'm telling the truth. The truth is stranger than fiction, folks. I mean, it's truly bizarre, but there's an attitude that there's a double standard of morality when it comes to dealing with your fellow Israelite or your fellow Jew versus dealing with the Gentiles, that you would basically, you know, be able to lie, cheat, steal, or whatever. Okay, now, obviously, that's not what the Bible teaches. And here's a great example where the Bible says, hey, you make an oath to a heathen king that's oppressing you, you better keep that vow. You better keep that oath that you made. He can't just pull out the Kol Nidre or something and fix this. God doesn't look at it that way. That's crazy.